From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Employers are often dependent on insurers when it comes to how much certain medical treatments cost their workers. But the state of North Carolina is taking matters into its own hands when it comes to how much state employees have to pay for their health care. From Charlotte, North Carolina, WFAE's Alex Olgan reports.
Therapist Amanda Crowder plays wave sounds in the waiting room to help keep patients relaxed.
Therapy is a very vulnerable space, and I think we have to hold that.
She takes her patients' insurance. Among mental health providers, that isn't always a given. It's hard to find exact figures, but multiple studies find many therapists and psychologists do not take private insurance because of low reimbursement rates. Crowder says therapists have long felt undervalued by insurers.
We don't necessarily feel like we're getting reimbursed what we're worth.
Crowder and other therapists could benefit from sweeping changes being made to insurance for state workers. So would primary care doctors. During the past decade, spending on healthcare for state employees increased by $1 billion. The plan is the state will set prices it considers fair using Medicare rates as a baseline, instead of relying on insurers to negotiate rates. Under the current system, State Treasurer Dale Falwell says the cost of care varies widely.
We have 61,000 providers to the state health plan, and it's all over the board.
The idea is to even out payments, so independent therapists will likely see an increase in reimbursements when treating state workers. But many large health systems that had the power to negotiate higher rates are likely to see a cut. Kathy Bailey is CEO of Carolina's healthcare system, Blue Ridge, in Morganton.
So we would be disproportionately impacted with the state treasurer's plan.
The hospital serves a lot of state workers who live nearby and stands to see reimbursements for them cut in half. The state treasurer wants to put the money saved toward reducing family premiums for state workers. That now can cost a quarter of a state worker's monthly pay. But it's not clear by how much premiums might go down. Probation Officer Chanel Rose welcomes any decrease.
I guess I could only smile just thinking about, you know, what it would look like long term.
She's a single mom and spends more than $300 a month on premiums. She says she'd put the money saved towards buying a house. In Charlotte, I'm Alex Olgan for Marketplace.